All right, Jimmy Complic is on the phone.
Big show for me tomorrow.
What show is that?
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Beachy Boys.
I heard we have a surprise coming. Mike Love may call in.
Oh.
Today is the 50th anniversary of my first Beach Boys concert in Connecticut.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Wow. 50th.
50. Wow.
50 years, Dillon Stadium. And it's with the Kinks, the Doors, Turtles, and headlined by the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Damn.
That's a fun show.
Yeah. Wow. It was fun.
Yeah.
What were the tickets?
$5.50.
Wow.
If you look on my archives page, you'll see a picture of the ticket, actually.
$5.50. Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
So every band made like a quarter ticket. That's a lot of value.
They all got fed.
That was back.
Everybody gets paid more than they did in 1972, including the listeners.
Right.
Yes,
it's true.
Oh no,
back
no
in
doubt.
The day, yeah.
But back in the day, the bands toured just to sell the albums. They weren't on tour really to make money. Now it's the opposite. Like, we're done selling records.
Yeah.
And that is true, and it's a great point that you bring up, and most people don't realize that. Tours were secondary to selling records, no question about it. No question about it. It wasn't about making money on the road, it was about making money selling records.
Right.
Man, that's pretty wild. 50 years ago today.
Yep, 50 years ago today, unbelievable.
Is that 1972? No. 70, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
72, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It wouldn't be 73, and it wouldn't be 71.
Just so you know, I had my shoes off figuring it out. I'm going one,
not
two,
a good
three.
Math person.
Yep.
Yeah. But didn't we?
No, it was my first summer of outdoor concerts.
Beautiful.
The 72, yeah.
Did that bring a whole new set of challenges? Outdoor concerts?
Yeah, it's called rain. It's called rain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weather's a big factor.
That's a big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have watched the weather every summer since 1972 so carefully.
Yep. You look out for that precipitation stuff.
I think we may have Mike Love on the show here.
Really?
Hello, Chaz and AJ. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. It's Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
It's an honor to speak to you.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Yes.
We have one of your friends on the phone here, Jimmy Complic.
Hello. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Mike. I had the pleasure of Mike calling me 2 days ago. I'm sitting on the beach, actually, and my cell phone rings, and it says Mike Love. And I go, well, now I'm officially a Beach Boy because I'm getting a call from the Beach Boy.
Right. That's surreal. Good timing, too.
Right. Well, it wouldn't Mike be the first time we've been in touch. We've known each other for, what, over 50 years or something?
Over 50 years. My first show with the Beach Boys was actually in February of 1971, February 26th mm-hmm. to be exact, 71. So it's 51, over 51 and a half years. And today, Mike and I are celebrating an anniversary.
Yes.
Which is 50 years ago today. I promoted my first Beach Boys show in Connecticut.
That's awesome.
That you remember really that, awesome. Mike?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. And I really remember the time you promoted one in Florida, in Miami, and the sales weren't doing too well, and Jimmy told me he was thinking he might have to go back to law school.
Oh.
But it actually darn near sold out, so everybody came home happy.
Yes, the Beach Boys saved my career, literally. They saved my career. I'm still here because of the Beach Boys.
So, oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah. Mike, the Beach Boys formed in 61?
Yes, our first, well, I've been cousins, you know, first cousins with Brian Dennis and Carl Wilson, and so we've known each other all our lives. However, you know, we've lost Dennis and Carl over the years, but Brian's still around. But yeah, we were a family group that got together and used to sing together all the time. Loved the harmonies, loved the Everly Brothers, the Four Freshmen, all the doo-wop we could consume. And so that's how we started. And but the first record came on the radio in the fall of 1961.
Wow.
And it was called Surfing.
Nice.
So you clearly remember where you were when you heard your band coming through the speakers?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was a contest where, on a station in L.A. that they'd play four or five records that had never been played before, and the one that got the most call-ins would be featured the whole next week. So, I mean, my mom was one of eight children, and so we had a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles, and we easily won that call-in contest.
We manned the phones, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan Straight.
That's amazing. I heard you do an interview where you were remembering seeing Brian on your grandmother's lap singing Danny Boy, and you're like, wow, what a beautiful voice.
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, he could charm the birds out of the trees, you know, but yeah, that's literally the first memory I have of him singing. But we would sing together all the time. He'd come over to my house. We'd go to games together, football games and what have you. And always hanging out together, always listening to music, always singing.
Yeah, and, it's one of the magic, yeah. You know, elements of the band was the harmonies.
Yeah, beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, distinguished the group from other rock groups that are all great, but yeah, we focus on the harmonies. And the Four Freshmen, believe it or not, are a group that's an amazing sounding group. I mean, they have these close four-part harmonies, and that really inspired us. The blend of the Everly Brothers, though, got our attention, that's for sure. We love their songs, clever little songs, fun songs. And all the doo-wop of the day, back in the day in the 50s and early 60s, we really love that stuff. And all those harmonies, the high parts, the low parts, it was just a big inspiration for us. So we took what we had in our environment, the surfing, the cars, the school, the girls, and going to the dance looking for romance, you know, which we borrowed from the Regents, Barbara Ann, and, you know, came up with a subject matter for our initial recordings.
That time period when you came on the scene, I mean, that 60s, Paul McCartney has said this many times, that the Beatles looked at what you guys did, and each time you guys came out with an album, they were like, wow, how do we beat that one?
Okay.
And it was like you guys playing ping pong with the Beatles.
Well, competition, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a friendly competition. We loved each other's stuff. And I remember him saying that if it hadn't been for Pet Sounds, they wouldn't have Sergeant Pepper.
That's right.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. I heard him say that. Like,
yeah.
Incredible. Pet Sounds, when you guys were recording that, and by the way, people call that the... it's considered to be the greatest and most influential album in music history.
Wow.
That, like, when you guys were recording that, did you know that you were doing something special, or were you like, oh, this could fall
flat?
Yeah,
it was different and special, all right. The orchestrations, they're literally orchestrations on some of the tracks, like on Sloop John B. That was a departure from the normal rock kind of scene, you know, with drum, bass, and guitar, and maybe keyboard and stuff, in the case of the Young Rascals. But anyway, yeah, it was a bit of a departure. We took more time in doing the recordings. And in fact, we needed more time, so we went in the studio and did an album called The Party Album, on which was Barbara Ann was chosen and broke in the Northeast. And became a big hit for us. We still do it to this day. It's a fun song. It Party Album was just a bunch of songs we used to sing. You know, when groups start out, they don't have all their own music, so they'll do covers. You know, the Beatles did rock and roll music. We did rock and roll music, you know. Right. And so that's the way it was in the beginning. So we used to fill our set with other people's songs, which we really liked. So that was the formula at the time. So, but then the Pet Sounds album came out in mid-60s, and Good Vibrations came out in the fall of 66 and went to number one in England, and we were voted the number top group in England, number two being the Beatles, which was
That's
amazing.
Amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Amazing. Is
yeah,
there another...
Really...
I don't think Mike Love is on from the Beach Boys. They're playing at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport tomorrow.
Nice.
Very exciting. Jimmy Koplik's coming in. By the way, Mike, you got Jimmy to leave his vacation place.
Right.
To drive in because he's not going to miss you.
That's also huge.
Yeah.
That is huge. Well, he's also got us booked up tonight in at Saratoga Performing Arts Center. We're on our way there this afternoon.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, wow.
Do that, and then we're on our way to Bridgeport.
Nice. That's a rough schedule for someone who like was playing music on the radio in 1961. You play two nights in a row?
Oh, at least.
Nice.
More like six. But that's just the way it makes sense, though, you know, one after the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have a great crew, an excellent crew. We've got a couple, the crew bus, the band bus. They've set everything up for us beautifully. And we just have to come in, do a quick sound check, make sure everything's to our liking. And then we come out and do our show.
Cool.
Yeah. And we're going to do it with the Temptations. Both those shows I just mentioned, Saratoga and Bridgeport, are both with the Temptations. And Otis Williams, he's Mr. Quality Control. Those guys do a great job. They sound fantastic. And I love their songs.
Awesome. Great night.
That sounds like a great night.
Seriously.
It's going to be perfect weather.
Damn.
Outside amphitheater in Bridgeport, Temptations, and the Beach Boys.
Sneak in somehow.
And I'm guessing, Mike, you guys play all the hits.
Oh, yeah. Everything from Surf and Safari to Kokomo and all things in between, and a couple of surprises, too.
That's awesome.
We like surprises.
Yeah. Those are good surprises.
Is the surprise you're going to bring Jimmy out? Jimmy, are you going to sing a song tomorrow night?
No, I would screw up the harmonies for sure.
Sure. Help me, Rhonda.
But Mike was, But Mike was kind enough.
Is anybody going to sing?
That's true.
Is anybody going to sing with us on Barbara and Jimmy?
Nice.
Yes, we have somebody who donated to my late wife's charity. Mike offered for $7,500 for somebody to sing. Barbara Ann, and somebody has donated $7,500 to my wife's charity.
Awesome.
That's wild.
And by the way, you guys know her because she appeared at your toy drive back in December.
Oh.
Ella Donaldson.
Yes.
She is the one who will be singing.
Cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Can you imagine being on stage with the friggin' Beach Boys?
Oh, yeah.
They've seen everything.
Yep.
The Beatles, the Stones, Hendrix, Chuck Berry. Wow.
That's right.
I'm not saying this because Mike's on the phone, because I don't have to kiss Mike's butt because we're real friends.
Yeah.
But there is no artist other than the Beach Boys that has a greater effect on American culture than the Beach Boys.
That's right.
Cars, just what Mike said. Cars, school, girls, surfing, water, everything. In the 60s and 70s, it was all about that and the Beach Boys and Mike's lyrics, which I will always stand up for Mike's lyrics. He is the most underrated lyricist ever. He captured what we all felt back in the 60s and 70s. In his own head, he captured it. And he is the greatest lyricist of all time, in my opinion. And I don't say that
awesome.
Because he's on the phone. Yep, the greatest.
Well, Jimmy, I'll give you the $100 when I see you tonight.
I gotta tell you, Jimmy comes on the show every week.
Yeah.
This is his segment.
Yeah.
And he's
That's
been doing
awesome.
It for years, and he's been talking about, like, anytime the Beach Boys comes up, he says that.
Yep.
So it's not just
that is awesome. Well, we have been friends. I mean, I remember staying at your house doing your bride, and
yeah,
that was years ago. I mean, that had to be 50 years ago now, so.
Yes, that was in the early 70s. Mike and I actually took Metro North home from New York into Yonkers.
That's wild.
I'm sitting with Mike Love on Metro North taking the train up, and he stayed in what was to become my daughter's bedroom. And I didn't have a bed in there. And he goes, "That's all right. I'll sleep on the floor." And he slept on the floor.
There you go, see?
That's amazing.
So, Mike, when you go on Metro North, I'm guessing you don't wear one of those striped shirts the Beach Boys are known for. It's a dead giveaway.
I was undercover.
There you go.
All right, good. Yeah, you wear like a black T-shirt.
Yeah, no pattern at all. Yep.
That Barbara Ann song.
I bet you I had bell bottoms on, though.
Right.
That's true.
The Barbara Ann song, there's a section in it where it's like bang the ashtray. Were you guys like all partying? Like I heard that you guys were all like drunk and it's the middle of the night and you're just having fun with that song.
Well, I don't know if we were drunk, but we were having a good time with it. I do remember there being stacks of beer in the, at the at the studio. We just had a party.
Nice.
And sang songs that we really liked.
Yeah,
and maybe some of the versions weren't spectacular, but we had a great time, and I think it was communicated on the soundtrack of Barbarana in particular.
Yeah, that is great. Well, we're looking forward to a great night tomorrow night with the Temptations, the Beach Boys,
awesome.
All the hits.
Yep.
Mike
the Amphitheater.
Special performance.
Well, we give you your fun guarantee.
I don't think there's a rock band that's been together longer, is there? I mean,
Well, you know, we hit the ears a little bit before the Beatles, and then the Stones came along. So, you know, sadly, we've lost a lot of great people. But we've been around 61, 62 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really incredible.
And by the way, they are still great in concert. I will say that. I will be out in front watching, and it is really just such a joy to hear the Beach Boys.
You know, I have a Hawaiian shirt I haven't worn in a long time.
Mine has martini glasses on.
Sounds
it.
Like it's time to break that one out.
There you go.
Mike Love, it's an honor. I always remember this moment talking to you on the phone. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on the program, and nice to talk to you again. Jimmy, that's twice in this week, huh?
Nice.
Yeah, twice this week, and I'll be hanging with you tomorrow night.
That's right. Make it three.
Good deal.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Love, the Beach Boys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to John in Waterbury. John, you have a Beach Boys story?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Right.
So I've been a stagehand for 23, 24 years.
It's a long concert.
And we did... a lot of concerts, man. A lot of T-shirts, whatever.
Where were you a stagehand?
Here in Connecticut.
All right, so you know Jimmy?
Union. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And he's awesome. But the Beach Boys story.
Yes,
yes.
We're doing them up at Simsbury Meadows.
I remember that, 2005.
Simsbury, Connecticut.
Yep,
is
2005.
That when it was?
We did it. Yep,
wow.
2005.
Right. I just got out of my apprenticeship with the union. I'm on a spotlight. I'm there all day. We get a break for 3 hours. So me and a couple buddies are like, "All right, let's walk to the Farmington River on a boardwalk. Let's take a walk." We ended up getting lost.
Oops.
And we ended up trudging through the swamps with northern water snakes, copperheads, and then we, like, hours later, we're, like, calling people. We're like, "Dude, you see the airplane? That's where we are. It's right over us." And they're like, "We don't see the airplane. Where are you?" And we're like, "Oh, shit. We got an hour left to get back and start the show." And we come across these teenagers trudging through there. I don't know why they were
was
through
everybody
there.
Walking
maybe
through
there?
Wow.
Growing botanicals.
So I only have a couple minutes left with Jimmy. Let's fast forward to the end. Did you ever make it back to the spotlight?
We made it back. Mike Love said, "We're happy to see the spotlight operators are here. We're glad you made it back and you find your way back here."
And you smell like a swamp.
Right?
I smell like low tide. What smells like low tide in here? Oh,
there's
my God.
There's a salamander stuck on your back right now.
Holding the noses.
I got a ton of concert and stagehand stories and Jimmy stories.
The Jimmy stories maybe we'll keep tucked away, but let me put you on hold, get your number for your concert stories.
Yeah,
we
man.
Love them here in Connecticut.
Of course.
John, thank you. So, Jimmy, this Beach Boys show, any potential of this thing selling out?
It's going to do great. It'll be very crowded. I don't know if it's going to sell out, but it's got over 85% sold already, which
wow.
is great.
So there's a potential. You know, we're all last-minute people now when
it's
it comes
true.
To concerts.
Yep.
And, you know, Mike Love on the show doesn't hurt. And
right. Nice weather.
Nice weather tomorrow. Temptations, Beach Boys.
Yep, very tempting.
Pretty solid.
Yes.
Yes, it should be great.
Cool.
I don't have enough time to ask you all my questions about Woodstock 99, but did you see the documentary on it?
Oh, I sure did.
Okay. That alone tells you.
Oh, I sure did. We could talk about it next week if you want. It's up to you.
I would love it. I have a million questions, and I really want to know how you knew not to get involved with this, because, man, that was brilliant not to get
yes.
involved.
Good foresight.
And the concert promoter in that did not look great.
No.
So, all right. So that's where we'll pick up next week. Thank you, Jimmy.
You got it, guys. Speak to you next week.
All right. Thank you.